The plowed ground, it's disappearing. Answers with Ken Ham, popular speaker and best-selling author from Australia. Well, Ken, what has plowed ground got to do with the creation gospel message?
Well, in Matthew 13 in the Bible, we read about the parable of the sower and the seed. Now, the seed represents the gospel, and we know the sower wanted to have the seed grow so there could be a harvest. Now, while some of the seed fell in the plowed ground, some dropped on other ground, but only the seed that fell on the plowed ground could grow properly. I believe that generations ago, Mark, our Western nations had a lot of plowed ground. Our homes, our churches and schools and so on taught about the Bible and Christianity, and this enabled evangelists to sow the seed and reap a harvest of souls. But because of the teaching of evolution and millions of years, most of this plowed ground has really disappeared. And sadly today, when preachers throw out the seed, by and large it's falling on rocky and thorny ground. There's very little prepared ground to be receptive to the seed. If we really want to preach the gospel today, we first of all have to plow the ground. In other words, we need to remove the trees and rocks of evolution and belief in millions of years so the ground can be receptive to the gospel.
One excellent tool for you to help share your faith is Ken Ham's free booklet, Why Is There So Much Death and Suffering in This World? In fact, that's one of the most asked questions we get at our ministry and here at the Creation Museum. For the answer, get our free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.